Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. That was a good point there, Kaylin. I like it.
Yeah, I felt good about it.
Yeah, I could tell you did. Strong fingers, my friend. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Stephanie.
This is a good day.
Yes.
I love this job.
It's a great job. I mean, listen, we get to sit and talk to each other with no interruptions, no bothersome children, and gossip and let off some steam.
I was telling somebody about the fact that somebody who has a corporate job that they're a writer, but they write for a company that's very corporate and they can't be funny. And I was like, wow, my whole job, like nobody tells us what we can and can't talk about.
I know. Isn't it great?
I mean, we tell ourselves what we can't
sometimes.
Talk about.
I'm kidding.
Right. But then we put it on Patreon.
Right.
No, but it's like, what a dream job.
I know, huh?
And you know what? It used to be, blogging used to be the thing where people sort of kept it real.
Right.
To use that, like keeping it real.
Yeah.
But blogging is not, like now blogging is all about pictures.
Oh,
right.
Really?
And like aspirational.
Yeah.
Like, look at my life. Look at these adorable baby clothes. And now it's podcasts where people get to go like, nobody's life is really like that. Shut up.
One of the funniest things you ever said was when we were talking about Christmas cards and the letters that get sent out.
Oh, yeah.
He just went right into nobody ever sends the letter that goes, man, you know, it's been a tough year. Marriage is really tough. Nobody told me how tough it's going to be. Ted lost his job. He's home all the time. He's in my nerves.
The kids both have an IEP. What are the chances? Two of them.
That was the funniest thing ever.
Can't really keep up with the private school tuition, so kind of thinking about moving to a public option, but kids are crying all the time. They don't want to miss their – they're going to miss their friends. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, my God.
Hope you guys are doing better. You wouldn't know by the picture of our family because we all look pretty fucking happy, huh?
You know how hard it was to get this picture done, by the way? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you know what? You know what's especially fun about our job?
Yeah.
Some of our advertisers stepping up their game.
Yep.
Like FabFitFun.
Yeah, sure
we
did.
We got a box from FabFitFun.
It's right here.
Shoot, is it ever fun?
I mean, we're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
And Kaylin said,
we're fighting over stuff.
Why don't you open it and go through it on the air? So, and I think we're going to do that, right?
Yeah. So first thing, I opened it up and I was like, ooh, I need that. It's the Murad Skin Perfecting Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have some Murad stuff that I loved. It was the lightning stuff. So this is probably like that.
Yes. Is it a serum? What does it say?
Well, it's a moisturizer.
Oh. Murad is like one of the best. It's top of the line.
Okay, so you get a Murad moisturizer.
By the way,
what are you
looking at? Earrings I can't stop looking at.
Those are really cute.
Would you wear these?
You can have those.
I can?
Yes. Okay. They're very you.
I've been looking for
your long hair. Okay.
Some earrings.
What else is in here? There's another, body butter.
Ooh.
You know my kids like lose their mind over.
Mmm.
Smells good.
Body butter by Corez.
I just took a moisturizer. Oh, there's a Dove body polish, crushed macadamia and rice milk.
That looks nice.
See, Mira, I was going to say FabFitFun. You send us
stuff. It's a lot of fun. Lip statement palette. Ooh. Yeah, they got a lot of great stuff in this box.
I might like this.
Yeah, you can like that. And one thing is my back kills me all the time. I think, do you want
yes,
this?
Yes, you can have it.
I need this. It's a massage roller for serious results.
Okay, you know what? People are loving massage rollers. I just saw one at... What's
that?
Big Five.
Really? Massage roller. Seriously, use this massage roller after an intense physique 57 workout. Give your muscles some sweet relief. Oh, my God. I'm going to start doing a new workout I'm going to tell you about.
Okay, look at this lip palette.
That's nice. You can
Do
have
you like that?
That?
You can have it.
No, you can have it.
You can have it if you want.
No, that's nice.
Okay, what else? What's this?
What's that?
A Rachel Pally bat. It's a little clutch or a makeup bag.
Oh, that's cute.
Look at all this stuff you get.
Fresh linen.
Okay,
a
this
candle.
Is a lot this is of really stuff nice. For the fact that you know how much it's going to cost you guys to get one of these boxes? Isn't it like $40
okay.
bucks?
So let's
like,
tell you guys.
It's really like $39.99 for your first box.
Yes, and it's worth about $350.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Look at this.
What is, oh, my God, a little clutch purse that Stephanie just took for herself.
We're going to share. It. We're going to go no, through I'm this kidding. And see who wants what.
I love it.
Okay. This is a lot of great stuff, you guys.
Free people. Eye mask.
Face eye mask.
Oh, my God. They got
lip
great stuff, you guys.
Moisturizers.
Okay.
There's a makeover concealing ridge filler cream.
Ooh. This is... So for our listeners, if you guys want the box that we're talking about, this is what you can do. It's the spring box. It's the FabFitFun spring box, and it's a limited supply only. These boxes always sell out. So use our code FCOL, and you'll get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com, sign up, and start getting the box for a well life lived.
Wow. Yeah.
And use promo code FCOL. You'll get $10. Don't forget.
Okay. Yeah, and this stuff, by the way, just to let you know, all the products are full-sized.
Yeah, oh,
this
yeah.
This isn't sample-sized products. No. These are full-size, full
huge
things
candle.
Of moisturizer, a full mm-hmm. the perfume mm-hmm. the is a full-size. It's big. Oh, it's a candle.
It's a candle.
Ooh.
It's a, like a fresh linen, whatever.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know. They really stepped up. They really did a good job with this box,
wow.
the spring box.
Yeah.
All right, go to FabFitFun.com.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to talk about Yoga Glow, or do you want to save that?
Let's save that because we're already like 6 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Let's do some okay. show.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you like my new wedding ring?
Oh, my God. Yes. I was noticing it before. You just got it?
Yeah. At Macy's.
You did?
$65.
Are you kidding me?
I had to put tape on the back because it doesn't fit. It was in the box and it was $65. It's cubic zirconia. Zirconia.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
You know what?
No wedding ring.
Have it resized.
I think I'm going to. I don't have a wedding ring. And I was going to the Oscars thinking, what the fuck? I don't have a wedding ring. So I went to go look for Natalia's shoes. And then I went over to the jewelry section. I saw it sitting there. I was like, I thought it was going to be way more. And the lady was like, no, it's cubic zirconia. It's $65.
Okay, this is what I love about you. This is Lynette. This is so Lynette.
The back of it.
One of the most down-to-earth people you're ever going to meet. Right now, she's wearing
like, look, it looks real
jeans and a Mickey Mouse T-shirt. You're so my kind of person, though.
Thank you.
It does look real, and I've never understood. You're so not just one of those people.
Wow.
Like you spend money on the things that like you that you personally want to be
yeah.
nice, like. I don't know, your hair.
Yeah,
like,
my
you
hair.
Know.
I do. And
but you're not like
lasers.
One of those people that's like everything
no.
has to be top of the line. Like has like
no.
You don't strike me as somebody who only buys your makeup from like Lancome
no.
or
yeah,
I
no.
you
yeah.
strike me as
thank you.
Like you would walk into CVS and be like, oh, this is a cute Burt's Bees.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Lipstick.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wear is chapstick. Cherry red chapstick's the best because it looks like you just was making out. Whatever. What the fuck? Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
What were we? So you were going to say you're going to talk.
I was going to tell you that. Okay. So remember a while ago, I went to a commercial. My agent
yes.
was like, "Do you want to go out on commercial auditions?" And I said, "Sure. Why not? Like that sounds like it could be fun."
Mm-hmm.
Not really that fun, but
no. But I remember you told me about the thing you had to fill out online.
Right.
That you were like, wow, am I lazy or I don't have
that, so what? Yeah, that I had to put in my special skills
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't. So you have to go through, first of all, it's multiple sites that
right.
you have to. And so like one's like LA Casting, one's like Frontier Casting. I don't know why you need, more than one?
I know. That's weird.
It's sort of like a dating site. But my agent said, no, you have to go to each one and you have a code for some of them. Like you have to put in your agent. It's all. Very serious. And then it's like, what skills do you have? Like, fencing? No. Maybe Sadie will soon,
yeah,
but not me. Everything was like, wow, I should have been more of a joiner.
Yeah.
I wanted, and there's
equestrian,
no good skills ride. Like where you could go like, well, I could play chess.
Yeah, I could roller skate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, roller skating is one. But mm-hmm. then you have to rank like your level of roller skating.
Right.
So you can't, Well, yeah, I can roller skate. Am I doing a lot of tricks? No. Like, what? Yes, I can roller skate. Who's going to book me for a roller skating commercial at 50? What? It's ridiculous.
You never know.
Right.
Don't sell yourself short.
So I put down, I fill out all the things that I can do, which is almost nothing. It's just sad. So then they're like, well, what other special skills do you? That's where I told you I wrote, like, acting the fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing online poker.
Right.
Like, the, you know, because I was just trying to make myself laugh at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got called in for an audition.
Okay.
It was for it was for University of Phoenix.
Okay.
Okay. So and the whole thing was that they wanted real moms. Like, they wanted you to look like a real mom.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend who does a lot of commercial auditions was like, you need like a button down, like a blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a cardigan.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't have I don't dress like that.
Right.
Like, and why do they think that mom, like, just because you're a mom.
Right. Well, what mom dresses like that?
Like, you just are going to be, like, drab as fuck.
Right.
Like,
I know. What? I know. And what mom's dressing in a cardigan?
And why, like, first of all, why couldn't I just wear, like, a cute T-shirt or something?
Right.
Like, what?
And no, yoga pants.
Well, I probably could have, it turns out. But I was like, okay, I'm trying to even remember what I wore. But, like, jeans. And, oh, okay. Oh, here, this is what it was. So they're like, you're a college student, but you're also a busy mom. See, this is where you're going to need to be really aspirational, right? Mm-mm. Because every woman wants to be like, you're doing it all, man. You got like 18 kids, but you're also a full-time college student.
Right.
How do you make it all work? Well, with a smile on your face, because you're so happy because you're going to the University of Phoenix, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so they said dress like a also, by the way, you work full time. So you have a job and you're going to school and you're a mom.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. How do you
do it? So dress, and they're like, so wardrobe, well, dress like that.
Okay.
Well, how the fuck does somebody dress? For, because if you're dressing like a college student, but don't you also have a job? Well, did I run home and change after work to go to college?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I know. Like, I need some backstory. I need what's my motivation?
Well, I know. Okay. What's my job? My stripper? Do I work in an office?
Right. Am I paying my way? Am I trying to strip my way through
through school?
College?
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know. My head is spinning. But and do I? Oh, and they're like, makeup, very natural, like hardly any makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I know, right?
Right. So then I had this friend who was like, okay, when they say like, don't do your hair, like no glam hair, do your hair.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, they don't actually mean don't do your hair. Like, do your hair.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I go to the audition.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous, which is so dumb.
Aww.
I was wearing jeans and like Adidas.
Oh, cute.
But then I was wearing, I wasn't wearing Adidas. I should have worn Adidas. I was wearing like jeans and like kind of nice shoes, but
like flats.
Like sort of flats, but they had like a little teeny platform.
Yeah. Okay.
But they were like casual shoes. And then, like, a T-shirt, a white T-shirt, and a blazer, though.
Okay, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah, and then one of my friends was like, nobody wears blazers anymore.
What?
That's cringy.
Really?
Maybe that was my kid. Maybe that was Natalia. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't care. Like, moms still wear blazers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Yeah, I know. Remember?
I'm working. I'm full-time working.
All right.
Maybe I just got off work in the office.
Yes.
And I had to run to my college class.
Right.
You don't, I don't know. Chilly. You don't know either.
And put my jacket on. Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Also, at the time, remember I had my corneal ulcer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From sleeping in my contacts. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So I had to wear glasses.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now I'm like, I'm a hot mess. Oh, and I could really barely wear makeup because of the eye thing.
Right.
But I put some makeup on, did my hair.
The glasses is a good idea.
Had the glasses
on. That's a good idea.
Right. So I get to the audition. Now, mind you, I haven't been to an audition in like 20 years. So I'm a little like,
You're nervous.
I walk in. Yeah. I walk in. This is funny. There's like a little group of women and there's a guy who's kind of telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of walk in the middle of it, so I'm not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, is this for the thing, the college thing? And they're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, he was just explaining to us what to do. He had just finished telling them, so I didn't hear it. But they go, but then I'm like, all right, I don't know. But then they go, go read. There's like a thing that's going to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. It's on the door.
Oh, geez.
So there's a room. So there's like a holding area. And then there's a room that you're going to go in and do your audition. On the door, it says, you're going to get asked a general interview question. Don't answer yoga, acting, music, or something else that I can't remember what it was. Like, that can't be...
Singing? Dancing?
Oh, or hiking.
Hiking.
No.
Hiking?
No, or Runyon Canyon.
Runyon Canyon. Because they don't want to hear your workout, your
cringy. They don't want to hear your
LA
actress talk.
Yes.
Like, you're just another LA actress.
Right. So I work out. I go down...
So what do you like to do? Basically, it was like, what do you like to do? Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear, go hiking or Runyon Canyon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Runyon Canyon, for those of you who don't live in LA, is a very trendy hiking
trail
thing in
right.
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. It's just a trail in Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a trail that goes like all the way up. And, you know,
but
and
it totally made me laugh
out.
Because
yeah.
I was like, do people really like – do they just get answered Runyon Canyon?
I could see dumb
so
actresses.
Often that they actually had to go like, you know what? Put up a thing on the board that
no.
says don't freaking answer Runyon Canyon.
God.
We're tired of that answer.
That's so LA. That's so that is cringy.
So I looked at the – so I go up there and there's like, I don't know, like eight girls kind of sitting around that have just heard the spiel. So I walk up to the door and I go, no Runyon Canyon. And then I turned around and I looked at everybody and I was like – wow. I go, that's like my thing. Like Runyon Canyon's my thing. Of course I deadpan
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But you know what? One of the girls was really funny and she started laughing. And I go, wow. I go, this really changes like my approach. And she started laughing and I go, you know what? I'm going to say Fryman Canyon. So I had one girl who was totally on my side and laughing. And then another one was like,
she's an idiot.
Yeah, a couple of them. So then I was like, wow, okay. So no yoga. Wow, they're strict with your interests, what your interests are allowed to be.
Right.
So then I go sit down and another woman is talking to me. And she goes, who was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay. So I go, let's come up with some interests. And she goes, okay, what if like my only interest is drinking? And I go, I think that's a good one. I go, just make it specific, like tequila tasting.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
You know, so I go,
now
really?
You're writing
yeah,
her
I go,
monologue.
Yeah, I go, so just tell me you really like tequila tasting. And she goes, but what about wine? And I go, and wine tasting. I go, just say you mostly stick with wine and tequila tastings. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do every day.
And
that's
the same day.
Your hobby.
Yeah.
And then I go, what if I go in there and say that though right before you? And then I'm like, you might want to change your answer because I already used it. So we're kind of joking with each other. And then one girl comes out and I go, did you book it? And she goes, yeah, I did. She goes, but they're going to see the rest of you as a formality. So I'm kind of having fun in the waiting room.
Yes.
And I'm like, this isn't so bad. Like we're having some laughs, you know.
Right.
So then the drinking girl goes, you know what? Oh, I said, I go, I feel a little weird. I go, you guys are all like actually wearing like mom clothes, like yoga pants or like,
right.
And I go, I feel a little overdressed in this blazer. And the girl, drinking girl goes, well, you know what you could do is you could like kind of take it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, okay. So I forgot this part. So the guy comes out again for the people that came a little later.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to go in, you're going to stand on the mark, mm-hmm. you're going to slate. Luckily, I'd asked some people about slating because I'd forgotten how to do it. They're like, just say your name.
Your name.
Profile.
Or, yeah.
Profile.
Yeah.
Right?
Or sometimes they ask you, like, it depends. Like, sometimes they'll ask your agent who your agent is. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if they do that anymore because you sign in and you put – okay. So he goes, okay, then you're going to – there's going to be a little computer, a little laptop computer set up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to sit down and you're going to type – and then you're going to stop because you realized you made a mistake and you're going to think about that. And then you're going to realize what your mistake was and you're going to fix it. Then you're going to go back to typing and fix it. So that's your audition, okay?
Okay.
And you're relaxed because you're not on a deadline. Like you're calm.
Mm-hmm.
You're having fun. You know, but you're okay.
Except there's a room of people staring at you.
Well, there's a guy.
Awkward.
It's actually just a guy
really?
in a camera.
Okay.
Yeah. Which honestly was worse. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but now I'm still having fun. I'm out there. I'm not like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in. It's my turn. And that's where all the fun stops. It was so awkward. Okay. First he says, okay, so stand here, blah, 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 do the slate. And then he goes, so what are your interests? And I go, well, the thing I most like to do is play online poker.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, really? And I go, yep. I go, but I pretend like I'm a guy. Works better. Mm-hmm. Like people always don't, they don't think you're bluffing mm-hmm. like when you're a guy. And so he was like, oh, like he liked that answer. Okay. Then he goes, okay, so sit down and do your typing. So I sit down and I like type.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also you have to look. You can't look at the screen.
What?
To even have a little imagining what you're typing. No, because they can't see, the camera can't see your eye line. So your eye line has to be a little higher than your computer screen. Mm-hmm. So you have to be pretending that you're looking at your screen, but you're really looking past the
uh-huh.
screen, like to a spot on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Now I got too much going on, Lynette. I'm not used to this. Okay, I'm a podcaster.
Like, okay, keep my eyes still.
Yeah.
No yoga.
Okay.
So, no Runyon Canyon.
Yeah. Keep your eyes a little bit above the screen. Okay, act. So I'm like typing, like looking up, and then I stop and I think,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of adjust my blazer. I kind of take it off my shoulders a little bit, like I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I finish, and he goes, "Huh?" He goes, "Do you always like take off your blazer when you're writing?"
Fuck you, dude. Come on.
So now I feel like my audition was totes cringy.
Oh, my God.
Does now I'm so self-conscious.
I know. What a dick.
So I was like,
Don't say that.
I go, well, I really do write. And I mean, sometimes, like if I'm thinking and I get hot, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I could see like you think and then you you want to relax. You take your blazer off.
So now all the wind's out of my sails. So I'm like, he goes, okay, well, let's try it again without the, just leave the blazer on. And I'm like, okay, if you say so. You know, I mean, it might get hot in the middle of my audition again. I don't know what I'll try to make it work if I get overheated.
Skin.
Get a little too hot because it might be hot in here. All right. Okay.
You got a fan?
So he's like, okay, go. So I'm like typing. But now I'm like, oh, how do I think? Like now I'm not even overthinking.
Right.
I'm like, what does it look like on my face when I think? I don't know what it looks like. How does it look? I haven't seen myself in the mirror thinking. Motherfucker. I'm getting so mad. So I was like,
this is so funny.
So I was like typing and then I go, like, and I know that my eyes must have looked crazy. Like because I was like, I'm thinking, like my eyes are moving back and forth like, And then I go, okay. And then I look back at the thing and I type.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, I swear to God, Lynette. He goes, okay. He goes, so you seem like kind of, he goes, could we do it one more time and just like warm it up?
What the fuck?
He goes, I just felt like you were really tense and it's like you're not tense. You're not on a deadline.
Well, then back off, dude. And don't question, do you? You know what I mean? Like, he already put you tense by saying, do you always take your jacket? You know, if you don't want to see her do that, say, all right, let's do it one and let's keep the jacket. Let's try one with the jacket on. You don't go, do you always take? Shut up, you little millennial bastard.
I know, the stupid tattoos
Screw
and this, like, kind of long hair trying to be Dave Grohl wannabe.
Shut up.
You're not Dave Grohl.
You. I know.
You're a camera operator for University of Phoenix. Shut up. So then,
what a dick. I hate that.
So then I'm like, okay. So now I'm, of course, now I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I look like. Later, one of my friend was like, yeah, but you know what? He probably liked you because that's why he was having you do it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
They probably liked you.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can't get it back at this point. Any mojo I had is gone.
Right.
So now I'm like, okay, try not to look. Now I'm more nervous.
Right.
I'm literally nervous.
Yeah.
And now I can't make my face look not nervous. Like, so now I have that, like, bitchy resting face, like, because I'm nervous. So I'm like, my mouth is a little downturned, and I'm like, okay. So he goes, okay, go. And I'm like, Now I'm just all over the place. I'm like thinking, pretending to think. But then I even try to do a little smile because I'm like, so relaxed because I'm not on it. Who smiles
I know,
to themselves besides psychopaths?
I mean,
nobody smiles to themselves to prove that, hey, I'm so relaxed right now. I smiled at myself. What the fuck? I was felt like such a loser. Mm. So I'm like, smile to myself, get back to. And he goes, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh,
and I walked
God.
Out. Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't even. I was like, good luck, everybody.
Oh, my God. But do you think you were in there longer than some of the other girls? Like. You think
possibly? Yeah. I mean, I booked it.
Like, what?
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I didn't even get a callback. The callbacks were for the next day, and I heard nothing.
Aww.
Yeah.
What a dick, though. He put you. He doesn't know how to deal with people. Like you, if you're going to have that position,
doesn't he know who I am?
I know, but you don't do that to people. It's already kind of nervous. You know, it's like it's not a very easy thing. And then to go, do you owe to question what they do? You know, what a dick.
Also, some of the moms all were like kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like one of the moms. Oh, the thing was supposed to be 30s. To like early 40s, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. One of the moms was like 60. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. God. I thought I was going to be pushing it. I was like, okay, I have to play early 40s.
Right.
You know,
right.
But listen, I get Botox with a little makeup. I think I can look like I'm in my 40s.
Right.
One of these women was like, where are your grandkids?
Oh,
like, what?
God.
Why are you are really trying to like insert yourself? And then just some of the people looked crazy. Like, crazy.
Yeah. Well, they are. I mean,
and a lot of them knew each other. You know, so I already felt a little outsider.
Worst.
Like they're like, oh, I think I just saw you at the blah, blah, blah commercial like yesterday. And one of them was like, I saw you this morning at the blah. So I'm like, all these people do is go on commercial auditions all day and I'm never getting another one, which I have not.
That was awful. You have not gotten another?
No.
How long ago was this?
Like 3 weeks ago.
You've been holding out. You've been sitting on that story for 3 weeks.
I completely forgot about it until somebody on Facebook was like, did you ever go on a commercial audition? And I was like, oh, my God. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to tell you guys the story.
I think you did say something about what you were wearing. We were recording Sword and Scale, and I think you asked me something about jeans.
I think I'd already gone on it. No, I'd already gone on it, and then I had to come to Sword and Scale.
Right.
No. I had to go to the commercial audition right after Sword and Scale.
Right. Oh, that's right. And you were dressed cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably too cute, though, since I was supposed to be a full-time college student. One of the women looked perfect. She had no kids, which is why she looked perfect, because she looked relaxed. But she had her hair kind of in a messy bun, and she was totally wearing like a mom cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With like some jeans and like some sneakers.
But she's been going on auditions.
She looked like such a pro.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I really feel like this is going to go your way. I feel good about this for you. Her name was Kennedy,
if you're listening. Of course.
Yeah. I was like, she just had that look, though. Like, I want to see her in commercials, like every day.
Yeah.
Just a really approachable, kind of messy. But yeah, she had no kids.
People just don't know. I don't know if people really know how hard it is to go on auditions, and it is nerve wracking. And then the people, though, no against to actresses, but a lot of actresses are just out of their mind. And then a lot of them are sweet and they're just like deer caught in headlights too.
Acting is really hard.
It is.
When I got the show. And then they wanted me to do like, remember this? This is a story that's a few years old. Mm-hmm. But so. Our head writer, her name is Lori, awesome. She came on our show when she was promoting a movie that she made with this other singer, Lori Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so
when we were making the pilot, which was many years ago, I was like, I'm not really an actress.
Yeah.
But they were like, well, you're going to have, we need to do some fun stuff like a cold open. So we had this thing where I was at, it never aired, but it was the very first thing we ever shot. Where I was at my nail place, and they wanted me to be like, I'm getting waxed or I'm getting my nails or my eyebrows waxed. That's what it was. And I get a call from John, and he's like, where are Elby's cleats? That was the whole thing. So I'm going like, I don't know. It was like, it starts out where I go, it's so nice of my husband to let me like go relax on a Sunday while he handles everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just call after call.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to like sit up because I'm so annoyed, like, ugh. Honey, it's the blah, 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 blah. So I do it a few times. And then Lori says to me, She's trying to be nice. I'm like feeling self-conscious doing it. She goes, okay, when you sit up, she goes, try not to look like try not to look like you're rising from a coffin. That's how just stiff, like a corpse, like rrr, like reanimator. Like I'm just like rising up. Hi, John. No, I don't know where Elvie's cleats are.
It's tough.
We laughed about that so many times. I was like, whatever scene I had to pretend to be in, I was like, did I look like I was rising out of a coffin? She felt so bad for saying it, but she figured I was an actress, so she could kind of say, hey, you're being too stiff.
Right.
Whereas I felt so moated.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
I thought I nailed that one.
So going back to this, that's what I felt like. Yeah. I felt like my typing was like rising out of a coffin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was the stiffest, most self-conscious.
Yeah, but
typing,
he
thinking
screwed you up too. And now Runyon Canyon. That's so.
But like maybe next time I would have to like actually try to act, like actually try to think of something that I'm thinking about. But how do you quickly think of something to think about?
I don't know. It's weird, Mike.
I'm not De Niro. Like
my kids, they're doing their sixth grade play, and it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which is one movie that I just don't get. Everybody loves it. There's like orange people. I don't get it. Just like the weirdo, and is he a pedophile? Like, why is he collecting kids?
Why does he have that look on his face all the time, too? Why is he so like sort of happy?
Yeah. But he's excited to have kids over. I don't know. I just don't get that movie. I know everybody's going to go, what? A lot of people love that movie. Anyway,
yeah.
Do you like that movie?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I've seen it a lot of times, though. So what did your kids get their parts yet?
So they auditioned. They did a whole thing. And they do it where whoever gets the lead gets the lead. Charlie, they don't like swap Charlie out every 5 minutes.
It's
you get the lead of Charlie. And they write down what they want. You know, top three
Natalia
characters.
Did Natalia want Violet Beauregard?
She wanted Veruca.
Yeah, that's – Violet Beauregard.
I don't know. I want my whatever, the bratty whatever.
That's what I figured.
And then Sunny wanted to be an Oompa Loompa.
Oh,
I don't even know what those are. I just know they're orange.
Oompa Loompa.
So in their audition, they get an audition. In the first audition, they have to sing Happy Birthday.
Okay.
And I was shocked that Sunny got a call. Natalia's a pretty good singer, but Sunny got a callback. So they both got callbacks. And now they're getting excited. So then they give them a song to sing, one of the songs from the show. They've been singing it all week, and I can't remember it. But they get up there, and they sing it. And now the second audition is in front of the whole sixth grade.
Oh.
So they get to, like, everybody gets to watch each other.
Oh, all the other auditioners, you mean?
All the sixth graders, everybody, because they're doing a sixth grade play.
Oh, so all the sixth graders are in it.
Yeah, everybody's in
it. Okay, so the ones that get a callback might get a bigger part.
Right, I guess. So they both got callbacks. So then they get up there and they sing a song from the show. And then she says, the drama teacher is really cute. Like, she's not there year round. She comes like from like one trimester, and she teaches like improv or drama. Last year she taught improv. I think she's really cute. Like, she's young and she's peppy. Sunny says she gets on his nerves. She's so annoying, but I think she's so cute. Anyway, so she has them do it. Okay, she'll say, do it again, do the song again, but do it like you're happy, like you're really happy. Okay, then the next kid gets up, and then she'll say, okay, do it again, but do it like you're really sad. Okay, next kid gets up. Sonny's friend gets up, Wyatt. He wants Charlie. He gets up, and Sonny goes, do you know what she asked him to do it as? I said, when? He goes, a motivational speaker. I'm like, wow, that's weird. Now do it like a motivational speaker. He's like,
what 11-year-old even knows how to imitate a motivational speaker?
That's what I said, right?
Okay.
Then Natalia gets up, and she said, do it like you're irritated. And Sonny's thinking, well, that's easy for her.
Uh-huh.
That came natural for her. Poor Wyatt got motivational speaker. He's like, what am I going to get? So then Sonny gets up, and she's like, do it like you're really annoyed. And Sonny's like, how do I do a song where I'm really annoyed. I go, well, like you're singing to your sisters. I don't know. And he goes, but it's like a sweet song. Like it's a nice song. He's like, she's insane, Mom. She's like, she, you could tell like she's gone on her auditions.
Right,
like she
right,
wants
right,
to
right.
be an act. She's an actressy right. actress type.
Right, right.
And he just like got her number. He's like, she's insane. I just know it. There's something off with her. He's like, and she gets on my nerves. I'm like, why? And he goes, because she asked me to do a song like I'm annoyed. And I go, well, there you go. There you go. Do it like that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he got Oompa Loompa. She got like a grandma with one line.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That sucks.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some. I know. I thought she did pretty good, but I don't know. She says she has one line. She's got more than one line, come to find out. But,
she does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she, it's not the parts that she wanted.
Right.
But whatever. Right.
Did anybody that she knows get the part she wanted?
One girl. Yeah. They all know each other, but not like Cammy or anybody.
Okay.
But, yeah, and Cammy did really good, and she didn't get the part she wanted. So I don't know, but I just thought it was funny. Like, do it like a motivational speaker. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, these people take themselves very seriously.
I know. You were going to tell us about John and his yoga.
Oh, yeah. So we got a subscription to Yoga Glow.
Which I signed up for.
Yeah. And John... as soon as I told him that we got it, he was super jealous. And he was like, oh, my God, I've heard about this company. I've heard all about it. It's so cool. You know, can I mm-hmm. do it? And I said, yeah. So he's already taken some yoga classes. He loves it.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, this is like one of the greatest things ever.
Nice.
And it's so inexpensive when you consider if you went to like a yoga studio,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you'd be paying a lot of
yeah.
money, like
yeah.
a ton of money.
And you can stay home and do it.
Yeah. And this is like really great, like rock star teachers.
I love that.
Like Catherine Budig. She's a big name. Elena Brower.
Does John
Jason
know who
Crandall.
They are?
Yeah. John knew who these people were.
Wow.
I know. So
I did sign up. I haven't started it yet.
Yeah. So and then here's the thing. They tell you like when you can sign up. You basically like can sign up for a class and then they'll tell you like, oh, you missed your class.
Mm.
But here's one that's like it.
OK.
You know, it's go back and sign up. So they'll remind you when your class is. And
then do you watch it on the laptop or
yeah.
on your phone?
You watch it on the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
You could probably watch it on your phone, too. But you just put it out there and he laid out his yoga mat and mm-hmm. like did a class.
I love it. I can't wait to start.
I know. So this is like a new cool thing. So if you want to try it, go to Yoga Glow, which is spelled just G-L-O, by the way. So it's yogaglow, yogaglow.com/FCOL. And you get 2 free weeks of Yoga
That's
Glow.
Awesome.
And the price is only $18 a month. Anyway, but you're going to get like half off your first month.
That's so reasonable. That's so cheap.
Yeah. So do that.
That's
great. Also, another way to stay healthy and happy is RX Bar.
RX Bar. I love RX Bars. You know why I love them? Because
why?
They're so – they really only have like 7 ingredients. Like they have the – they have. There's no gluten. There's no soy. There's no dairy. But they have like – and it says it right on the cover. Like egg whites, fruit, nuts – and protein, 7 grams of protein, by the way, and no sugar. It's really, they're really good. And
so good.
I have boxes of them I go through. And they're so simple. You can take them with you to the gym. You can put them in your kid's lunchbox, whatever, on the go. Keep them in your backpack. They have chocolate chip flavor, apple cinnamon
so
raisin,
good.
Berry blast. They're really good. So when you want some snack that's not, you know, with a packed with a bunch of chemicals, get your RX bar. So go to rxbar.com/loud, by the way, and enter the promo code loud at checkout. So you'll go to and you'll get 25% off your first order. You can also find them at Target stores too. But if you want to get them easy and quick and you want to give us a little something, go to rxbar.com/loud and enter the promo code loud at checkout. All right. There
Do
you
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what else?
I was going to something else. I can't remember.
I was going to tell you
mm-hmm.
that Sadie I'm just noticing a little bit about Sadie's personality. I don't – it's funny because sometimes you tell me stuff about your kids and I'm like, oh, like this person's so like that and that person's so like that. But Sadie is such a complainer.
That sounds like my husband.
Yeah. Sadie is like – and this is going to sound crazy, but you guys will know what I'm talking about. I'm starting to love her like even more because she's just getting such her own personality. And I love it. And I relate to a lot of stuff about her personality. But I'm starting to realize I work so hard to like make her life great. And it's too much.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying – I'm not crazy. You guys know that. I'm just like, okay, like – just bending over backwards to be like, do you want to play basketball? Do you not want to play basketball? Do you want to do this? I don't have any friends. Let's make you friends. Let me like wear down the talkies, mom, so that I can make sure that like you know.
Yeah.
These talkies, because and listen, life is always going to have challenges. And one of the challenges about my kids' class is that a lot of the – there are quite a few of the girls that she really likes that are of a different culture where they are more – overprotective,
right?
Self-admittedly, they don't allow their kids to do sleep. But we've talked about it a million times. The point is that I've worked hard to forge some sort of a relationship, to text people that are rejecting me, that like don't get back to me. But now we're kind of in this sweet spot, and Sadie actually has some friends and is happy, right?
So, yeah.
Much happier, not doing basketball, having some friends. But so she got invited to sleep over at her friend's house Friday night, and she was all about it. Mom, can I? And I'm like, yeah. If you know, so she's like, okay. So the mom says, yeah, it's fine. So she brings her home after school, and she's all like, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. And I'm like, all right, but you're going to be there all afternoon. Then you're going to sleep over. You know, she's
that
not.
That sounds like a lot for her, yeah.
Well, it's just that there's a lot of opportunity for things to go wrong or annoy her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she's so happy also to have a friend.
Right.
It's just, I know my kid. She likes her own house, too. Yes. But the other girl can't ever sleep over at our house. So she's like, I'll take what I can get.
Why, because you poison them with Takis?
Too many talkies, sending them to the ER. Who knows? I'm probably going to show them like an R-rated movie. You know me. How can I even deny? Like, I'm not going to win. She's like, I have one. I asked. I had one job, which was not to give her too many talkies. Right. So, and now I told you, I always make jokes about it. I'm always like, listen, if she comes over, no talkies. Like, she's not good. I'm locking up the pantry.
Right.
Anyway, so it's just funny because so she went over and I pick her up. First of all, she doesn't want me to even come get her in the morning. But then I'm like,
so
okay, now it's noon. I go pick her up. She comes out. Yeah, but then as like we're driving home, it's like the barrage of complaints. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, well, yeah, we had fun, but then this happened, then that happened, then like, and you know what? This morning, she didn't even want to do, she only wanted to do Musical.ly's. I'm like, that's all you ever want to do.
Right.
How's that a bad time for you?
Right.
Well, I wanted to do other stuff. Like what?
Right.
It's like, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. And who cares? And you didn't even want to come home. You were having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then... I don't know. It'll be like, then I'll be like, well, tell me the good stuff. Well, we had this for dinner and that was really good. And then we blah, blah, blah. And then this happened. But then we were hanging out with her sister the whole time. And then that, you know, it's just like, I'm like, you know what? She just likes to complain, which I get it because so do I. So that's fine. But I just have to keep in mind that she's not actually unhappy.
Right.
She likes to complain about shit. And then she wants to go do it the next time.
Right.
So I was like, oh, my God, I had a little epiphany about my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to change her – like, it's not about making her happy. It's like she likes to be unhappy.
That's interesting.
Like I do.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I have a good time, I still sometimes like to complain about it.
Yeah.
Because complaining's fun and it's funny.
I know. Another time when you said something that was really fun, I think about all the time. And it's like you said, we were complaining about our husbands and how we say like our husbands always say like, ugh, you're always miserable. Like you always got your period, your headache and this. And you're like, well, yeah, like sometimes I just don't feel good. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And I got a headache.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, she's right. Like, you know, sometimes I don't feel good, but I try. Like, okay, I'll go for a walk. Like, I kind of don't feel good.
Yeah.
My body's tired.
Yeah.
I'm getting old, for God's sakes. But yeah, so she's a lot like you.
Yeah.
And
just
you
the 10-year-old version.
Right. And so that
but
you
I'm like,
realize
I
you don't.
Trying to make her life better and mm-hmm. just sort of like accept that like.
Right. You know, yes.
This is who she is.
Yeah.
She
figured it out.
Because sometimes she is. I mean, there's a difference between mm-hmm. when she's really unhappy and crying about like basketball. That's different than just like, mm-hmm. oh, I went to my friend's house and that happened and this was annoying and that mm-hmm. wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because you know, you have that part of you that's like, well, we're raising these kids. We have to like,
yeah.
we have to show them the gratitude and like, mm-hmm. well, just tell me the good stuff. But they're just people with their own personality.
Right. I know.
Like mm-hmm. maybe she'll grow up to have a podcast where she complains about shit and it's
yeah.
funny.
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
She's just keeping it real.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's true. She doesn't do that to other people, though. Like, does she?
No, she just
complains to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's in. Yeah, sometimes
well,
as a parent.
Right. She's not complaining in the moment. Like,
right.
she's not telling them.
Right.
Like I got to play with her sister, too.
Right.
Like, she's
right.
just in the moment. I'm sure she's a fabulous guest.
Yes. So we as parents have to sometimes recognize that and take a step back and go, huh, I guess I don't have to, you know, run a 3-ring circus around them trying to make them happy when
right.
this is who they are and they're fine. When actually they're fine.
Right. Because
yeah.
it would be like how we were talking last week about the Oscars mm-hmm. and Natalia. It would be like if the next time there's an event, you're like, well, okay, Natalia, but remember last time you got bored or you didn't
right.
have fun or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she did that, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the kid would be like, what? No,
yeah,
I had a great time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you're like, but yet you complained about this or this
mm-hmm.
or you wanted to go. Yeah, but
right.
but I had an amazing time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's that kind of thing where mm-hmm. sometimes my kids seem like they didn't like something. And then I'm like, but
right.
why do you want to do it?
Right.
Like, well, because I did like it.
Right.
I just
yeah.
thought I'd complain about the
yeah.
parts I didn't like.
Yeah. Right. Natalia just got contacts. She's been dying
oh.
for contacts since she was 5 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And finally, she got them. And we got in a humongous fight because
why?
I took her to the doctor. And she got them. So they arrive and then they teach you how to put them in and how to care for them, right?
Right.
Okay. But then the guy says to her, so this is on a Thursday. He says, when you go, so you're not going to wear them home till tomorrow. You just want to – what time you come home from school? 3 o'clock. Okay, so wear them from 3 o'clock till bedtime, then take them off before you go to bed. Okay, and then on Friday, you can wear them, then put them in before school, and then you can wear them until, you know, you can wear them for 12 hours. But just for the first day, just give yourself – don't leave them the first time for 12 hours. So he'd said that like 2 or 3 times. And then as we're leaving, she's like, I can't wait to put them on in the morning. I can't wait to show all my friends. I don't need my glasses anymore. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like she was saying, I can't wait for
right.
tomorrow. And I
right.
go, no, didn't you hear him? You're not going to put him on. But I'm so looking forward. I told all my friends. I go, Natalia, first of all, if your friend told you, oh, my God, your friend that wears glasses is telling you, oh, my God, I'm going to come tomorrow with – it's really going to impact your life. Who cares? Who cares? Nobody's paying attention about Natalia.
Nobody's going to be like, Natalia, you're wearing glasses. What happened?
I thought you said you were.
What went wrong?
How dare you? Come on, Natalia. And so we just got in a big argument over that. It just escalated and escalated. She goes, it just takes the fun out of everything. You have to take the fun out of everything.
You didn't. The eye doctor
did.
That's
what I said. I said,
how'd you get hurt?
It. Right.
He's the heavy.
Right. I'm just relaying the news.
Yes.
I was listening.
Re-relaying the news.
Yeah. And she's like, what? So then when we got home, I told Adam and he was like, well, Natalia, that's ridiculous. So anyway, then the next morning, though, she says, wake me up 15 minutes earlier so it'll take me time to get the things in. So now it's – I don't know which is worse. Like her – I mean, sitting with her and trying to put contact lenses in the morning before school has got to be one of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Oh, God.
Of my life. Because she was so angry and she was like, hold my eye up. Don't let go. And then I hold on to it. And then when it doesn't go in, she goes like she pulls away. And she goes, right. When it doesn't go in, obviously, then let go. Like, don't keep holding it on to me. Like, don't keep. I'm like, what are you?
Oh, my God.
Fucking little. Like, I'm in my bathrobe. I haven't even had my coffee yet. I'm just 7 o'clock in the morning helping her with her eyelid, holding her eyelid open for her. And by the way, she's like, there's a line, I guess, where you got to put it. So I have no idea about contacts. I've never have no experience ever in my
over.
Life.
I'll do it.
So, you know, there's a line, right, where it's supposed to be at the bottom?
No. Not on mine.
Okay. Well, there's a little thin line. He goes, okay. It doesn't have to be at the very bottom. If it goes a little crooked, it'll work itself out. But okay. So
is it a bifocal?
I don't know. So he's telling her that. And then, so then the morning when I'm holding her eyelid open, mm-hmm. I go, Natalia, not even looking for where the line is, it flips in and out and I, you know, it goes inverted.
Okay.
And so there she understands, she can see when I can't even see. And I go, but what about the line? She goes, hey, okay, it doesn't matter. It'll fix itself. Didn't you hear him yesterday? He said it would fix itself. So she finally gets it in.
Whoa.
The line is puberty? Like upside down. And I said, and she can't see. And now she has to take it back out again, which is like, oh, my God. Then I got to do the other. I mean, it just was like insane. Then Saturday came and volleyball in Irvine, 7 a.m., have to be there. So now we have to get up extra early for her to have time to put her stupid contacts in.
Right. And then you probably have to bring her glasses because in case the contact gets irritated or
right.
moves around.
Right.
Or...
Right. But oh, I got boy. Out of volleyball this weekend. Thank
you. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Olivia's dad took them.
Oh, nice.
Me and
nice.
The
did she
mom.
Get playing time?
She did. Mm-hmm. She, you know what she did? She went to practice last week. And she talked to the assistant. She worked with the assistant coach. Mm-hmm. And the other second day of practice was on Friday. And he told her, he said, how about you come a half hour early on Friday and we'll work alone together and we'll have extra time. So she has 2 hours, 2.5 hours on the Friday before the game.
Oh,
she
good.
Showed up. So then the other coach saw and he was like, okay. He goes, tomorrow you're going to get a lot of playing time. And she did.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we got to wrap
because
we have to have time to do our Patreon episode.
Yeah.
But please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Podcast One. It really helps us, and it helps us get higher in the rankings and on iTunes, mm-hmm. and it gets us like more
It does good
notice.
Shit for us.
Yeah. So like that's how you can support us. Just mm-hmm. give us a 5-star. If you're thinking about going on there and just doing like 2 stars, just don't.
No.
Skip it.
Yeah. Because
Do
then,
something else.
Yeah. I'll file your
that's
nails.
That's not helpful.
Right.
You know? Go on there if you want to be positive.
Right.
Anyway. And also, Patreon is
great. Patreon's going off.
Yeah. It's we talked about it on Monday, but mm-hmm. Just for $5, you can hear all of our bonus content. Mm-hmm. And our business subscribership is full at this moment. But you never know. Check back and see if there's an opening. If it doesn't say sold out, then you can sign up for $50 a month and get a business shout out like Shelby Mullen, who has a shop called Woof and Wild. They do dog bandanas, homemade, and $1 from every sale gets donated to various animal rescues and organizations.
That's
Check
cute.
Them out at woofandwild, spell it all out, .com. My girl Karen Minami has a jewelry shop called Dexter and Monkey, and they make silver jewelry. Little fortune cookie necklace is my favorite thing ever. All sorts of cute stuff. Go check out her site at dexterandmonkeyco.etsy.com. Kelly Minette signs up for her husband, Brian Minette, who is with Remax Results. And he's in the top 1% of realtors in Minnesota. You can find him at Monette, M-O-N-E-T-T-E, realestategroup.results.net. Or if it's easier, just look up on Facebook, Monette Real Estate, and check him out and what they do. And also got another realtor. Mary Fish is in Arkansas. Oh, so she's new.
Mm-hmm.
So she's has a realty group called Synergy Realty, and it's in Bentonville, Arkansas. And I have been to Bentonville,
wow.
Mary, by
wow.
the way. because I did a gig there when doing Nick Mom, and it's the home of Walmart. But Bentonville is a really cute town. So if you're looking to move somewhere really cute, check out Bentonville. But she also serves all of Northwest Arkansas. So nice. Visit her website, which updates every 15 minutes at NorthwestArkansasPropertySearch.com. Okay? Or you can email her at mfishnwarealestate@gmail.com. mfishnwarealestate@gmail.com. Okay, that's
nice.
It. Right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hot air. So hot in here. So hot air. Home alone, you know, dancing in front of the mirror while you're on the phone, checking your reflection and telling your best friend.